Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. A few minutes past 5 p.m., Tim Convy joins us from the morning show on Y98. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Good time last night.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was nice.
Of course. I'm and we didn't talk much after.
No, so I left early. Curious. I'm the only person that left Louis C.K.
Yeah,
early.
You are, Dave. Imagine Glover. That. Hey, Dave Glover had something better to do.
Yeah.
Batman
on Louis C.K.
Yeah.
But you know what? What that does not surprise me.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you thought, though.
His first 5 minutes where he addressed the issue weirded me out more than I thought.
Really?
Yeah. It was very funny. Mm-hmm. And I laughed.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say I was sitting back there like, you piece of crap. I laughed hard. And when I got in my car, I was like, it was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, he was making jokes about what he did. And that left me a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was super impressed with 80% of what I saw, and then 20% was like, oh, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, just like seeing someone who is just legitimately funny and funny in their delivery. Like when he did this thing, and no spoiler alert, I don't know if he'll do it tonight or not, but he did this thing where he's like, I love pranks. Anyone here love pranks? And Tony raises his hand. Tell me about a prank you pulled on someone. And he did it. Of course, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
No one's funny at a comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so quick and just crushed them. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite things he did.
Yeah.
He was just like, you don't know how this is going to go, but it was so genuinely funny.
And you don't get to see Louis C.K. do club work because he used to do arenas. And so it was cool to see him in a little. I agree. Yeah. That was a highlight. I thought it was great. It was just cool seeing him in that room. Some of the things he has are brilliant. I think he's still putting together what will be, and who knows what exactly he'll do with it. So like you said, some of it's a little bit, you know, has some room to go. But some of the chunks were brilliant. I don't feel exactly the way you did about the first stuff. I thought it was, I don't know. To me, sir, I thought he was, it was his way of sort of, he was the butt of the joke, don't you think?
Yep.
He wasn't saying,
learn from my mistakes, don't do this.
Yes, I'm an idiot. And he said, I've realized this and that. And it wasn't, he didn't bring it down and say, listen, guys, I want to say this. It was all done humorously and among jokes, but it didn't make me uncomfortable.
Can I tell you something, though?
That was interesting.
I don't look at social media, partially because I'm not on it, and a lot of it because I have a very thin skin. And I ask Rach, because Tony said something last week, like, oh, yeah, people go after you too, Dave. And I ask Rach, like, what do they say? And she said, every now and then people will think you're kind of full of yourself and talk about the cabin and all that kind of deal. I now get it because, I mean, I have a cabin. I'm sorry. Louis C.K. has millions of dollars, but he came off as better than me in an unattractive way. Although I love him, and he does have millions of dollars, so he's not bragging.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
That opening where he talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it really hit home to me, like, because I'm not like, whatever, screw those people, I do have a cabin.
Talking about my life.
I don't brag, whatever, but I got it.
Yeah.
Like, I understood, like, oh, here's a guy who I really, really like.
Yeah.
But part of his shtick is I'm super rich and I shouldn't be here with you peons. And he says it funny, but it's like the ultimate humble brag.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. But you overall, you thought it was great. I thought.
He's brilliant.
I went in there thinking this might be the best comedy show
you've ever seen.
And it wasn't.
Yep.
It was great. I loved it. I'm so glad we went. You know, I had a great time.
Yeah.
But again, somebody was comparing it to, you know, when Chris Rock was last in town. And that was right before Chris Rock did his special. That was a fully developed, bam, 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 bam. I'm on a theater tour. This was a little, I wouldn't be surprised if tonight was a little bit different and he's still kind of putting things together. But I did love it. But
Dave, how could he have handled it better? In your opinion, that would have maybe not left you feeling a little bit gross about it. Is there any way he could? Or is he in a lose-lose situation in that?
He definitely is.
Yeah.
And so I feel for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no perfect way to do this. And I'm one of the few people that thought his original apology was pretty good. And I think the day after it, I said, well, that's how you do an apology.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, screw you. That's the worst way to do an apology. I thought his original apology was very Louis C.K. and very heartfelt.
And better than all the waves of apologies that we got from everyone else that said, not everything's true, but I'm sorry.
So I think, had it been me, I probably would have acknowledged it in a humorous way. Because I don't think you can go out every night and cry. But I probably would have done the first joke, maybe, like, oh, yeah, I used to play arenas, and then let it go. Mm-hmm. The more it went on, the more it was like, oh, we're just kind of making fun of this, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And it was funny. His jokes about it were funny.
And again, I guess I was more okay with it because he was the butt of that. In my mind, he was saying, and I don't want to give away the joke or anything, but in my mind, he was saying, how dumb was I to think? Here's kind of what I thought, yeah. And now I realize how stupid I am and what an idiot I was.
What do you think of as a comic? Like, he does a bit about the R word, only it's not the R word. Mm-hmm. For people with special needs. He's full mm-hmm. on. And it was, I mean, I was laughing uproariously. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And that's his stock mm-hmm. in trade. Mm-hmm. He's not going to become Seinfeld or Ray Romano. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, oh, you don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
Do you see it like just a funny bone when it's local guys? Do they do that kind of edgy stuff?
Yes, but he does it so much better. And I'm almost surprised with all that he's been through that he still hit so many topics that were like, whoa.
He did.
But that's what he does,
yes.
You know? And that one in particular, the R word, and there were a few other things that are pretty well-worn premises that I was a little bit surprised to hear him do it, but he did execute as well as anybody has done yes. those things. I mean, that bit was hysterical.
He has a way of, and this is all good comedians, but I think Louis had definitely above and beyond most, if not all. He has a way of just reaching in and grabbing the nectar out of something and pulling it out. And you're like, when I see a great comic being someone who does comedy, mm-hmm. I don't call myself a comic or stand up, but being someone who does comedy, the biggest compliment I can give someone is when they do a set that I'm so pissed. Because I should have seen that.
Yep.
I should have had that joke. The joke he did last night about the doctor's office, mm-hmm. where, like, yeah. I'm so proud.
I know.
How did one of us not see that joke?
And those are the best things.
It was so good.
You identify with the line of thinking. You identify with the thought. You identify with the conclusion. But he found that joke.
Yes.
And that sentence yes. that made a whole room of people laugh at yes. one time.
You know what I thought of last night? I was laying in bed, not sleeping, because I had more than I usually have to drink. And I thought, I got panicked because I thought it's almost like writing songs. That now that Louis's done that joke about the doctor, I can never do that joke.
Yep.
He owns it.
Yep.
And it's just like an Easter egg hunt uh-huh. where there's only so many jokes in the world.
Yes.
There are only so many, you know, premises. You go like, oh, lemon water. And you're like, damn it, I can't do that joke now.
I go through it all the time. And the fact is there are enough things out there, but there's nothing worse than going to a show where you're excited and somebody goes, oh, now let's talk about this and that, and you go, oh God, that's in my notebook, or I did that last night, or you know, and it's tough. That's why the more personal stuff you do,
and that's why people get so twisted around joke stealers,
right?
You know, like right. national guys,
mm-hmm. right,
who do that,
right? And it's gonna happen. But no, I'm the same way. Why didn't I? Mm-hmm. Why didn't that hit me? Yeah,
but I've said many, many times that I've been fortunate enough, and talented enough to be in the room with people who are really good. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone can buy a ticket to Louis C.K., but being kind of in this industry, mm-hmm. I felt like that last night. Watching him was just like, this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
This is like going to Killer Vintage, and I pick up a guitar, and I play an open G chord, and then Jimmy grabs it and goes, like, that's what it felt like.
Right. Yeah, and you get, you know, you see, especially spending as much time at that club as I do, where you're kind of like, oh, this is that sort of level, and then that happens, and you're like, oh, this is a completely
different thing. It really is amazing to see the host, and then the first opener, and then the second opener, and everyone got really, it was a good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, it was a good energy, but then Louis walks on stage, and it's like an orgasm.
Yeah.
It's just like the whole crowd rises 70%.
Mm-hmm.
Bad analogy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, or great analogy.
Yeah, but one or the other.
But they were also smart, because a lot of times you'll see celebrities that big and people aren't even paying attention. You know, it's funny because his fans, it was also, they tuned in and listened, and it was, I was impressed with that audience. It wasn't all just about, I'm in the same room as Louis. It was, they were there to hear what he was going to talk about.
Was there any,
none.
Any protests or anything?
None like that I saw.
Have you, anything all week?
No, I mean, and I didn't, even at the club and talking to them, I don't think anything crazy stuff, and I think they anticipated
good
much more. There's been stuff online, and I think a lot of people, somebody started a petition and calls and stuff, but
gotcha,
nothing crazy.
I was listening to a Conan podcast the other night, and he was talking about on his show the one thing that he loves, and this is kind of Seinfeldian too, like the justice of comedy, is he said over the 25 years he's done a show, there's no guest too big that you have 2 minutes of grace. And after that, you have to perform. No matter who it is. Hey, it's Paul Newman, everyone. And everyone's just in a tither. It's Paul Newman. But after 2 minutes, if you're not funny and engaging and interesting, the audience is like, well, you lost me. I don't care about you. And I felt that with Louis last night, that he never lost the crowd. But after about 5 minutes, he's just another comic.
Yeah.
He's just doing his stuff. I'm no longer enamored with it's Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. It's I wonder what he's going to do next. Mm-hmm. Quick break. Right back. DGS. 5:30 DGS. Happy Friday. Tim Comey hanging out with us. Mark, race just brought to my attention, we may not have done a corner all week.
I don't know. There's
did
well,
we do one?
We missed it a couple times, but that's all right. None of more that good. So, I mean, you know, I've got information, but if you want to go and do something else, whatever.
Not if you have information.
Well, yeah, he's got information. Let's hear it.
It's from a newspaper article. It's brought to you by Schnucks. Find 15 delicious and nutritious recipes for kids in the new Simply Schnucks magazine. Pick one up for free at Schnucks.
First, do you remember of all, Our Own Oddities?
Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah. Uh-huh.
And, remember that? And you, too young.
And you remember what you won?
No.
$2.
Really?
So you would send in a sweet potato that looks like Richard Nixon.
Oh, yeah.
And, and it was like, send it if you win, we'll send you $2.
Was it every day or was it?
Just weekends.
Just weekends.
Just weekends,
I do remember that.
Yeah. I loved that.
Our own oddities.
So great.
$2. What the hell could I do with all that money? Speaking of money.
And it wasn't even pictures, right? It was somebody drawing.
Drawing of it. So it could have been any. Yeah, you could have drawn anything. The kids in the lawsuit, the U.S. college admission scandal. Do you see the number they went after? The lawsuit they're filing against some of the colleges?
Yeah.
$500 billion.
What?
$500 billion.
Wait a minute. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's a $500 billion civil lawsuit filed by a parent on Wednesday in San Francisco.
He was here, right? We did this yesterday. But
no,
go ahead.
No.
I can't get too much.
No. Do we mention the $500 billion?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
I told you it wasn't very good.
What was that number again, though?
$500 billion.
It started with the kids in the lawsuit.
How about anxious families drive up price of advice? Do we talk about that?
Yeah, that was right after that.
$500 billion.
Let's hear it.
Advice.
The kids in the lawsuit.
It's basically these people that are professionals that help kids get into college. And they've got prices.
Are there any Hollywood types involved in this?
No,
scandal?
No, no. These are
No.
These are people that have been doing this a long time that do it. In fact, we hired somebody. We hired somebody for Beaner.
Uh oh, now it's coming out.
Here we go. Oh.
We hired somebody for Beaner.
I was wondering.
Last name Singer.
To get her SAT score up.
Yeah.
And they did it. And they come in and you pay and they say, we'll guarantee you.
They take a test for you and then they, No,
she actually took the test, but they helped her improve her SAT and they guarantee you by a certain amount of points.
Mm-hmm. And it was and a spot on the crew team.
That's
exactly.
And she started rolling one from there. But there's regular people been doing this for a long, long time that are legit.
Yeah.
And one of the things they teach you to do is how to write your essay. You know, they don't write it for you. They just help you.
Sure.
They tell you like extracurricular. If you want to go to an Ivy League school, they'll tell you what are the best extracurriculars to put on your application. So, but anyway, they just, and some, one of the guy here says, Alan Coe started Cardinal Education 15 years ago and said his most expensive package is $350,000.
What?
$350,000.
This is a legit guy?
This is a legit guy. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
He has international clients pay him as much as $1 million for taking care of their child where they're at U.S. boarding schools, too. So this guy just
How do you make your money back? If you're investing...
You don't. It's about prestige. Yeah. It's not about making your money back. Right. It's about looking good.
Yeah.
And that's why people get so mad about it. It's like there's nothing wrong with being wealthy, but it's hard not to be disgusted when wealthy people flaunt it in this sort of way. When there are people starving, there are people that can't afford health care, and it's like, I'll just spend $1 million to get my kids into Princeton so I look good. Well, it's really hard not to get mad.
Especially the two girls, Laughlin. They didn't want to go to college.
They didn't even want to go. They just wanted to blog.
Yeah, they didn't want to go to college.
It brings back memories. I had to write an essay to get a scholarship in WashU, and mine was entitled, Jews? I don't know.
Do you have anybody helping you with that? Did you do that on your own?
Yeah, just me.
You just made it up on your own?
Yeah,
his extracurricular was anti-Semitism.
He, when he originally, it was just Jews I don't know. It was the Jews that he had met. And then they came in and said, what you want to do to get into school?
They edited it.
Yeah, a question mark.
Yep. Yeah, question mark.
Yeah, it's a, the punctuation is very critical in that sentence.
And my final story is, if you want to stay safe from getting Alzheimer's later on, use creams on your body. Okay.
You got a kind of cream.
Any kind
there,
of cream.
Dad? Just any kind
cream.
Of cream.
It is
ice cream.
They say if you have, if you have dry skin, it releases these
smart cells.
Smart or not even the worst kind of cells, the cells that will give you Alzheimer's. And if you wear, you know, like
lotion,
cream. Lotion.
Everyone, he's rubbing his arms.
Yep.
Okay.
You do that.
He's rubbing his arms and saying, you know, and looking at Tim.
Andrew, can I get that slowed down like
really
now?
Weird.
Wow. Creams.
Wow. Creams.
On your arms.
For Alzheimer's.
I want to know more.
Researchers.
Can you put creams on any other part of your body?
That's for something else. At UC San Francisco announced this week that age-damaged skin in older adults may be contributing to a wide range of chronic age-related conditions that include heart disease and Alzheimer's. So if you have dry skin.
Lube it up.
Perfect. You've said it perfectly. Lube it up.
And you'll be fine.
Yes.
How much is that lawsuit for again?
$180. I'm not sure. Somewhere around there.
A big picnic.
$2. Our own oddities.
We didn't do.
And you had pass a that up all week? What the hell,
that's,
man?
Had a that's what week's worth of and corners, that, and that's what you got?
And that's the best. Can you imagine what the other ones were?
I could have been moisturizing this whole past
there
week,
you
but you guys have been waiting
there
to do
go.
A corner.
You know.
Rich, can I get a pen?
Lube up.
Thank you.
Moisturize.
Creams.
Was Big Picnic yesterday, or was it Wednesday?
I think it was Wednesday.
Was
that's right, because Chris was here.
Yeah.
They have a big picnic.
Hit it.
But people that were related to two conjoined, and they had like 1,000 people there. Back in the day when...
Right. What day?
They could,
like 100 years ago?
Probably back 100 years ago. If you look it up, it's a town somewhere in the U.S., and they have a big picnic.
I heard that. It was unbelievable.
What?
I quit.
Yeah. Well, I was right.
That didn't need to be slowed down. To sound pretty stupid.
They
I was listening, and I couldn't believe it.
I've never
known anyone like Close.
No.
Who goes in with less fact. And has such conviction.
Delivers it with such conviction.
It's all charisma.
You guys have to listen back regular speed to the whole thing. I don't know if you have or not. I was listening.
And after 10 years with him, I know his move. He's looking at a piece of paper he really hasn't read. But he says it like, you know, there's these conjoined twins and all their relatives, they had a picnic, like 1,000 of them, and they run out of town on a rail.
And they were born in Bunker, Illinois.
They were in Bunker, Illinois, Chang'an.
People got mad at him.
Jersey County ran them out. They had to go to Calhoun and pick out
their relatives. We're getting run out of town.
It could have been a story from 200 AD. It could have been a story from
the
70s. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Romulus and Remus.
You weren't clear about if they had been separated or not.
But it gets. Well, no. They lived their life. And the one gentleman had 11 kids.
But we
the
all
other
pictured like
10 kids.
These conjoined twins running out of town like a three-legged race, and 1,000 of their progeny. Oh God!
No,
they were like they. You go. There's conjoined twins. They're conjoined, and one of them had one of the kids, and they all get together like as if they were separated.
Right.
These conjoined twins get together every year. I was like,
no. Their family gets together for the picnic.
I know, but the
I'm
way
sure
you
were real clear about that.
Don't be mean to Mark.
$500 billion. $500 billion.
Safe from getting Alzheimer's later on. Use creams on your body. Wear, you know, like.
See, I know I use this as a joke, but it's also not. If he were in a nursing home and saying exactly the same thing he says here. The nurses would be like, Mr. Close, that's the best story yet. Would you like your tapioca now or later?
Always entertaining. That's what I try and be. Creams. Use them.
$500 bill.
Happy Friday. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. Tim Convy hanging out with us from the morning show on Y98. Halfwits?
I'm
feel
I'm
like
in.
Playing? Ready
yes,
to go?
Absolutely.
All right. Who won last week? Did you pull it out?
I wasn't here.
I can't remember.
We didn't play. We played Pyramid.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, correct.
That's right. Yeah, you and I.
Who did we crush?
Sue and I won.
Sue and Mark.
Sue and I won.
Oh, God, it was embarrassing. I mean, for real. It was like, that's this level.
And you got the easiest.
No. Mark, you pick your own category.
Yeah, but you don't know what the questions are, and they're like.
What was the one?
You made poor choices.
What was the one?
You'd like to be given the questions.
Really difficult one you had.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was games. There were board games.
Right. I was listening to a few.
Yeah.
There were some really
board snakes and ladders. Snakes and ladders. And I'm like,
yeah. It's not chutes and ladders.
Chutes and ladders.
And the classic board game.
That's a real game.
That was popular from 1994 to 1996. Guess who?
Guess who? The other big board game.
Which I played and had.
What was the one? It was things related to close.
Yeah, that one was really.
It was photographing children.
Photographing children.
That was kind of unfair.
And the other one was going to be Skip.
Yeah, trying to
Skip
get
Russell.
Sue.
Skip Russell.
Trying to get Sue to guess photographing children.
Yeah, you did get
Sue. Not possible. Yeah.
She wasn't happy, and I don't blame her.
Here we go. What is the study of fossils called?
Convey.
Yes.
Archaeology?
Sorry. Anyone else?
Three.
Paleontology.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, of course.
Gone it.
Peter Wolf was the lead singer. Yes.
Of?
I've already written down the numbers. You better get it.
Hold on. I'll get it. Of Jay Giles' band.
Yes.
Nice. And who is he married to?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were hosting Halfwits.
I'm just, do you remember who he was married to?
I do not.
Faye Dunaway.
Oh.
Would have never got that. During what war did Benedict Arnold become a traitor? Yes.
The Revolutionary War.
Yes. Where on your pants can you often find the initials YKK?
Close.
Yeah.
Rachel.
On the button?
On the zipper.
Oh.
Yes.
Not if it's a button fly.
What was Keanu Reeves' alias in the film The Matrix?
Convy.
Yes.
Nemo.
Columbo. Nemo.
Oh.
Neo.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You're thinking of the fish.
Oh. That would have been adorable.
That's a movie mashup I would love to see.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That's right.
Finding Neo
in the Matrix.
Sidekick Dory. Shut up.
See, there, it's worth it. Now you have a premise for a stand-up bit.
Yeah, there you go.
That's funny.
Yep.
That was good.
What if Neo?
Then you do Dory's
with
voice.
A yeah. Clownfish.
In the Simpsons episode, Mr. Plow. Mm. Who played Old Man Winter in Homer's commercial?
Close.
Yes.
Rachel.
Grandpa Simpson?
Yes. Damn. In Star Wars.
Oh, man.
What disguise did Luke and Han wear?
Rachel.
Columbo.
Yes, Rachel.
Stormtroopers.
Yes.
A little short for a stormtrooper.
Carl Lewis won gold medals in what event at 4 consecutive Summer Olympics?
Convy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can boof.
Columbo.
Long jump.
Correct.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well done.
That was impressive.
I'm in trouble.
You're minus 30.
One segment, too, yeah.
Yeah, but you had the cutest answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On what date did America become an independent nation? Date and year. It's easier than you think.
Yeah, the year's easy. Oh, duh.
July 4th,
1776.
Very good.
I didn't know if it was after the war.
I'm sitting here like 1776. What day could it possibly be?
Was it in the summer?
How's anybody going to know what day?
Jeez. How did Al Capone die? Nobody?
Convy. He choked on something.
Yeah. Are you even...
What are you doing?
What are you doing right now?
I got nothing to lose.
Didn't he... We done, so...
Yeah, well, you can still guess, but you can't boof anymore.
Was it a disease?
Yes. Was ironically, the same disease both my grandmas died of.
Venereal disease.
Syphilis.
Yep. That's what it was.
You're now minus 50 there. Nemo?
Nemo. So now what do you want to answer? Nemo!
Did he choke on something?
Much as he's choking in this contest.
How many nights are there in Arabian Nights?
Rach, no.
Is that a thing?
40. I didn't finish my name.
No. Minus 70.
I was going to guess that. And I'm glad I didn't.
Nobody? 1,001. I'm going to need that slowed down. That little response. Everyone's in a murmur. What is the chemical symbol for gold? Gold.
I don't know.
Oh, this is...
close.
Yeah.
So like AU?
Yep.
It is AU.
Yeah, I knew it.
I have a question. What does Tim have?
Minus 70.
Okay, thanks.
500 billion.
I see what you did right there.
Come on, Nemo.
He has minus 500 billion.
I knew AU too.
I really thought he choked on something. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Good, because it wasn't.
Yeah.
In 2007, which comedian jumped from the roof of the Cannes Hotel wearing a giant bee costume?
Columbo.
Yes.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Bee movie, baby.
Mm-hmm. I love bee movie. Good memories. What name is given to a doctor? Phoebe was little. And
Yeah.
Seinfeld jumped from that hotel.
Yep.
What name is given to a doctor who specializes in skin disorders?
Rachel.
Convy.
Yes.
Dermatologist.
Yes. Tied with your mentor, close with 50. How many books are there in the New Testament? Rachel. I'm assuming you're going to take it. Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, the new.
Just do addition and subtraction.
More into the Torah.
Yeah, I'm a Torah guy. Addition and subtract. What do you mean?
Now
by
this
that?
Is
well,
actually
if you know one,
this is actually controversial.
You should know the other.
Well, I know the Old Testament. Can I give you the answer for the Old Testament?
I mean, if you want,
five.
It's not five be the books right in the New. No, there's not.
Genesis, Exodus, in the Leviticus.
But in the Old Testament, there's more.
Nemo.
Yeah. But see, in the Catholic
the
New
Torah,
Testament,
there's five.
There is seven books of the Apocrypha, which Protestants don't have.
So we talking King James Version or what?
I guess so, because it says 27.
That's what I was getting. Yeah, that's what I have on my paper.
No.
Because I knew there was 30.
How
cares.
Cute was that?
That was very nice.
Yeah. She has a little addition problem over there.
27.
And she drew a picture of God. That was nice. He looks like Casper. How many colors are there in the spectrum?
Convy.
Oh, God.
Really?
Come on, Tim.
Roy G. Biv. So seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
very seven. Good.
Yeah. Nemo.
I'm back.
Is. You're up to minus 50. What actor partnered up with Mel Gibson in the Lethal
Combo?
I don't know.
Give it to me. What do I? What do we got to lose?
We'll give it to Convy.
Give it to Convy.
Danny Glover.
Very good.
Oh my God! I was 15 minutes before they even.
No.
Oh yes.
It was a.
I needed that one.
Tie.
Who is the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic?
Umbo. Did he even say his name?
Yeah, he did.
I heard close.
You're giving me the
craziest stare. I think he's shocked that he got it, that you gave it to him.
Charles Lindbergh.
Did you say Lumberg?
Lindbergh.
Okay.
Charlie.
The tape.
Double boof is on. Decompression sickness, which can occur. Which can occur when a diver surfaces too quickly, is also called what?
Close.
Yes.
The.
3 seconds.
Rachel.
Oh, it's close.
Ooh.
Double boof. Yeah. I almost forgot again.
She makes a good point.
Yep.
Read the question one more time.
No,
go ahead.
Can I have the country of origin?
No. He waited forever before even
Can I buzz in?
It's like it's
just tell me. 3 seconds.
Nemo.
Buzz, you lose. The Benz.
The Benz.
The Benz.
Everything's worth 50, by the way. You're down to 20. Rach is up to 50 plus 70, but up to 70.
What am
Tony's
I
at 30, and Convy is at minus 20.
Nice.
Yeah, you only got 10 points. Now we're up to 50s.
Got it. Okay.
What J.D. Salinger character never found out where the ducks in Central
Rachel.
Park?
Convy.
Yes, Holden Caulfield.
Very good. 120. What tunnel does Tony Soprano use in The Sopranos opening credits?
Close. Holland?
No. Minus 20 for close. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Oh, the jerk.
What? The jerk did what?
No, jurors.
Lincoln Tunnel.
Lincoln Tunnel.
The Jers.
What Jers, Winter Olympic Jers. Event combines cross-country skiing with
Rambo?
Biathlon?
Yeah. You are all over the place. Plus 50. Rach plus 20. Tony plus 30. Convy, I'm just going to make you zero. Just do you a solid.
I have 20 points?
120.
Okay.
The novel, The Great Dog Robbery, is better known under what title?
Rachel.
Yes.
101 Dalmatians? Mm.
Very good. Oh,
good.
Oh, God. What TV series was based on the series of books by Laura Ingalls?
Rachel.
Oh, God.
Little House on the Prairie.
For right here on my paper.
Love.
Really?
Last question's worth 200.
Yes.
Codby's getting all excited over there. Just
Matrix. Finding Nemo.
What fiber-producing plant is attacked by the
Columbo. Bowl? Wow. Cotton.
Hold on. We have a tie.
Oh, come on.
220 to 220.
Come on.
Just for,
it's not
just,
enough to win.
Just the two of you.
That was impressive, Tony. Come on.
Good job. I know. I should be the winner, Sue.
What food product calls itself the snack that smiles
Rachel,
back?
Rachel, goldfish.
And a winner.
Oh. Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.